Thanks for dropping by. It's Michael Kerr here, and you are listening to Inspiring Workplaces, Humor at Work. Are you remembering to thank your support team? Inspiring companies embrace the idea that employees' families are a critical part of their support team. More and more organizations, in fact, are discovering that focusing on employees' families helps reduce employee turnover and absenteeism rates. Here are a few ways companies are expressing their appreciation directly to employees' families, all taken from the fabulous book by Ron Friedman, The Best Place to Work. For example, Talent Plus recruiting agency invites family members to tour the company the first day an employee starts on the job. A fabulous idea. I think that's a great idea. McMurray marketing agency sends flowers or cookies to the home of a new employee after a job offer is accepted. The accounting firm EKS&H sends a thank you note and a $100 gift card to spouses of employees after the end of tax season. Holder Construction sends teddy bears to the older siblings when a new baby arrives so the siblings don't feel left out. Snag-a-Job, and what a great name that is, sends chef-prepared meals for a week to an employee's home when a baby arrives. Studer Group offers a gift certificate on every child's birthday. Alston and Bird has a wall in their workplace dedicated to the artwork of employees' children. Badger Mining offers a scholarship to high-achieving students. And finally, Integrity Applications Incorporated invites employees' children to help them design their holiday greeting card. What a fun, creative idea. So there's no shortage of ideas out there. What are you doing to thank and recognize your employees' families, part of your critical support team? And now my fun at work tip, an idea inspired by Pretend to Be a Time Traveler Day, which is December 8th every year, just coming up as I'm doing this podcast. So inspired by that theme day, why not create a theme day where everyone has to dress from clothing typical of the year they were born in as a way to, you know, celebrate the different generations in your workplace? Or do a theme day where everyone dresses from the future as though they're a time traveler who's come back to today. And if those two ideas are just a little too out there for maybe the introverts on your team, then here's a very simple one. Use the theme day as inspiration for a get-to-know-you-better meeting icebreaker question by asking everyone, if they could time travel, what year would they travel to and why? And the quote of the week from Alan Watts, the whole art of life is in knowing how to convert anxiety into laughter. And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, you know, there's no doubt there's probably an entire book somewhere of accidental humor based on advertising slogans gone horribly lost in translation. A PepsiCo ad, for example, several years ago was supposed to have read, "Come alive with Pepsi," but due to some rather sloppy translation, ended up running in China as "Pepsi brings your ancestors back from the grave." Entirely different connotation there, and a little frightening one. Well, folks, until next time, this has been Michael Kerr reminding you to put more humor to work for less stress and more success.